16 and 6 feet tall, in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started to slip and fall, teeter-tottered on the top of patent leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seemed, talking junk through her giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you. But I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. I'll probably do. I could stay a while, but sooner or later break your smile, and I can tell a joke, but one of these days I'm down to choke, and we might share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this, and I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Probably call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you.
King Drive, you could picture me rolling. Been in corners, we was headed to the roster. Nigga been blessed, but a nigga been sick and a nigga been stressed. So fuck it, I'm a doctor, self-medicated. Ginger ale and the champagne flutes, and I ain't celebrating. Cooking up crack, representations everything. Till I'm wait till I played it. Patience, I'm faded. Like outdated denim. Hearing it like this, about as rare as cicadas. The boy got some Miles Davis in him. Talking all that jazz. Telling all that truth, nigga, talk your shit. Better watch your mouth, better watch your back. Better choose the right way, I'm forking the road shit. And of course, the path less traveled. Fuck, I look like following your footsteps. Don't fumble, cause this ain't Sunday football. I ain't at home with a footrest. In fact, I'm in front of the back of your head, but I'm coming from behind. Better look left like where the fuck is he? You got time on your head, boy. You got time on your head like you wearing Buck 50. Do it so clean, but it's still so filthy. Fuck with, cause you already know you fuck niggas really can't talk. Talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz, telling all that truth. Nigga, talk your shit, nigga, talk your shit. Talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz, telling all that truth. Nigga, talk your shit, nigga, talk your shit. Talking all that jazz. Jazz, telling all that truth, nigga, talk your shit, nigga, talk your shit. Talking all that jazz might get you pop, but I ain't gon' stop, don't ask. I'm telling in a white drop top with a smile on my face and a hand in the air like JFK. Wait, all in your steam, better known as a hot box. Crack rocks in the square, better known as a block. Impaired, tryna move, that's hopscotch. Unfair, one leg is a hell of a cock block. My nigga, what an anomaly. My nigga, look at the world, my nigga, what a monopoly. Drop tops in the hood and they sitting on 22s. Nigga still on Section 8 though. Tricking on the low for a hoe. Nigga mom at the crib trying to stretch a couple pesos. Couldn't paint a pretty picture with the tears and the makeup. Better get makeovers, help niggas make money. But I'ma always talk that James Moody. Most rappers these days is actors, and I can't keep watching the same movie. These niggas keep sharing the same models, and these models act like they ain't groupies. I ain't stupid. Talking Duke, Ellis, and Cal Basie, Monk, and Dave Brubeck. I ain't stupid. Talking too eloquent, I ain't stuttered, my nigga, I ain't Ruben. Ginger ale for the hoes and champagne flutes. Tell one of them come pour me a glass. She don't act up, she can get this truth. Tell her ass, read that while I roll this joint. Nigga tryna relax, this shit don't stop. I ain't tryna relapse to that whack bullshit. Niggas better evac when I drop, cause I swear that this black man ain't talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz, telling all that truth. Nigga talk your shit, nigga talk your shit. Talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz, telling all that truth. Nigga talk your shit, nigga talk your shit. Talking all that jazz. Jazz, telling all that truth, nigga. Talk your shit, nigga. Talk your shit. Talking all that jazz might get you pop, but I ain't gonna stop. Don't ask. Until I'm in a white drop top with a smile on my face and a hand in the air like JFK. That Coltrane, that Charlie Parker, that Charles Mingus, that Frank Sinatra. Talking all that jazz. Jazz. That Coltrane, that Charlie Parker, that Charles Mingus, Frank Sinatra. Talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz.
Hello there, this is Meredith, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Kale for Sale, and I am currently carrying the team, so you're just going to hear me tonight. So I'm trying out some new stuff, because it's just me, so it's a lot of songs that I'm really excited to listen to. The first one was a bit of a classic. Been really into the New Orleans brass music recently, so that was My Feet Can't Fail Me Now by the Dirty Dozen. But the second one was Jazz by Mick Jenkins, which not but 30 minutes ago, my good friend Kyle Louie made me aware of Mick Jenkins and his glorious ways, and so I haven't had a decent amount of time to listen to him, so that was a little bit of that. So I'd actually never heard that song before, and I just used that as an opportunity to listen to it, so I hope you enjoyed that one. The next stuff we've got coming up is a bit by Marina and the Diamonds. And I'm playing that because earlier tonight I was with a couple of friends and we were singing along and dancing a little bit to Marina. And I used to be super into her when back in like freshman and sophomore year of high school. And she does have some really good tunes. She's definitely got the pop sound going, which is kind of fun. And it's going to keep me like wide awake, alert, enthusiastic at 3:15 in the morning. So get excited, because that is coming up. Get ready for another 45 minutes of some great experimental, maybe, tunes. Yeah, get psyched. Woohoo!
Feel chemically calm. Was I meant to feel happy that my life was just about to change? I'm happy. It's my problem on how fast I will succeed. night praying. Sad inside, this life unsatisfied, waiting. Are you sad?
Hello there. I just talked for a solid couple of seconds without having the mic on, which is a great example of how much I'm struggling without my other Kill for Sale gals, also exemplified by the beginning of that Marina and the Diamonds song. That was a rough transition. We're definitely still just getting the hang of it, of the hang of the radio and all of these dials. But I hope you enjoyed the Marine and the Diamonds. It's a fun one that brings me back. The second one I played was Alex Chilton by The Replacements. And the reason I played that one is because at one point, someone, Tavi Gevinson, who is the editor of Rookie Mag, which is a great magazine for teenage gals, it's just really a real magazine that talks about really real stuff. But she once said that it was that the line that's I'm in love, what's that song? I'm in love with that song, that little chorus line, is like a really nice example of being a teenager and having very fleeting interests, which can apply to a lot of things, and fleeting thoughts, which you could go deeper into why that is, but I won't because it's 3:30 in the morning. But that's why I played that song. I just really like that. I think of that every time it plays. It's also just really catchy and fun. And also, because of those past two songs and the songs I have queued up, I realize I'm just being super nostalgic tonight, which I think is my... I think the reason I'm doing that is because there's no one else here, so no one else has to like the song. So I'm just playing songs that I only like because I have memories associated with them. So we've got a couple going. Get ready. We've got some good ones, we've got some ones that bring up memories, but mostly just some songs I'm jamming to, so we'll hope for better transitions as tonight continues. That's what we're working with, so enjoy this next song, which is another really fun one.
Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves. I wanna love them too, you know. Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves. I wanna love them too, you know. Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves. I wanna love them too, you know. I thought you were like a dog. Took you off your leash.
to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Let us learn to spell nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hello there. So that was We're Gonna Be Friends by The White Stripes. And before that was Bring Me Your Loves by St. Vincent. And so I've decided I'm just gonna do storytelling about every song. So Bring Me Your Loves really reminds me of my high school art class I took sophomore year. It was like an intro to drawing or something. And I'm really bad at drawing, and painting. Maybe it was intro to painting. But I really enjoyed it. And there was this one kid in the class who always played St. Vincent, and we had to do portraits at one point. I did a portrait of my grandma, who's an amazing woman. But the kid who always played St. Vincent actually did a portrait of St. Vincent, because she's awesome and like really interesting and very dynamic performer and dynamic person. But I haven't really looked into her much since then. So maybe I'll do that after this. And after that, We're Going to Be Friends was like a big song with my dad because he's a big White Stripes fan. And I thought I would play that because today I found out he actually listened to my recording of this radio show from last week. And he didn't really like my music because he's picky. So hopefully if he does listen to this one, he'll hear his shout out. And actually another shout out for my dad is the Alex Chilton by The Replacements. So he's actually in a band called The Hip Replacements, which most people think of getting your hip replaced, and that was part of it. But the other part of it was based off of The Replacements as a band, and that they're just the hip version of them. And they have really crazy gigs that they play a lot. And they do some great covers of some great songs. And so I thought I would give a little plug for them, because they're around sometimes and always could use some more publicity. So I hope if my dad's listening, he enjoys my little plug for them. Actually, I'm looking at like some songs I have ready to play, and I think they're going to get slightly less nostalgic, but still very good. So don't you worry. Get ready for even more great tunes. I'm going to keep them coming. Yeah. Get ready.
This love.
Hey there. So that was a little preview of the song I'm going to play once I stop talking. So we had We're Gonna Be Friends by The White Stripes, which I realize I actually already intro'd. We have This Lonely Morning by Best Coast and You Don't Get Me Twice by Sleigh Bells, which neither of them have distinct memories for, but they've always been kind of paired in my mind because I discovered them at similar times in my life. There's some great all-girl bands just doing what they want with life. So yeah, up next we've got a little bit change of tune, but nothing's really been consistent this entire time, so shouldn't have any expectations. So yeah, get excited. Some more tunes on your way.
Hey yo, to Mrs. Couch Potato, she's in her own world in the state of San Diego. Drives a 980, her wage of mine is way low. Papa's little girl, but he ain't too proud to sit on ice. Singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, so can you tell me how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? But she don't really show that she be getting high just to balance out the lows. Daddy probably tell her, baby, that ain't how it goes. But she know daddy be mad, only when the daddy knows. Now I'm singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, so can you tell me how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Said I ain't gonna dread or nothing. Now I ain't gonna dread on it, no. Trying to stop, but no, I won't. I ain't gonna tell them nothing. I ain't gonna tell them living their lives if they want me to live. No. Can everybody shout KO that it's nicer? Mr. Couch Potato, just like her. He loves what she does when she does what she loves. And now they got this feeling that it just might work. Singing, how the hell they gonna stop us? Can you tell me, are they ever gonna stop us? You know we don't wanna be proper. Say it ain't ever gonna go, they ain't ever gonna stop us. Stop,
hell no.
See, are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
So are they ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
See, are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
Hello there again. Up next, we have a little PSA. This PSA goes out to all the vegetarians in my life, specifically my sister and my roommate Dakota, and also just any veggies in my life. You know, they're important to the world. They're making a big difference, and one day I will join them. But this is who this PSA goes out to, so get ready.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at GoVeg.com. That's GoVeg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Enjoyed that one. That was first I had Do the Trick by Dr. Dog and then 22 by Bon Iver. In terms of nostalgia and memories, because I guess that's the theme I happen to go with, for Dr. Dog and Do the Trick, it reminds me of Carmen Berkeley, so I'm going to tell her to listen in because I'm giving her a shout out, who is a good friend from camp who introduced me to that song when I was 16, which was a good one. Dr. Dog is like fabulous. And then Bon Iver is a more recent memory. That album, 22 A Million, came out, it might have just died, but I've just started listening to it last semester when I was taking this really intense comp sci class that just like takes up a lot of time, and so I would often find myself in the computer science building till pretty late at night, and so I had this like really great playlist that I made that included a lot of songs from 22 Million that I would listen to on my walk back from there, and so that was one that I just, it's hard for me to, for that one to get old for me, so I would often start off with that one before heading over some other fun songs. And I've got actually a good amount of songs from this playlist from that playlist that I made last semester, so I think maybe all of those songs might always remind me of long walks back from the computer science building, but there are worse things for it to remind me of. So yeah, we've got a couple more songs and then I'm gonna head out for the night, so yeah.
I knew it was love. Boys, they're dime a dozen. Boys, they do.
That is the end of that. This was Meredith and Kale for Sale. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoyed the past hour because I enjoyed it tons. Yeah, and that is it.